Well, the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has been speaking to journalists in Canberra. She's flanked by her Treasurer, Wayne Swan, and Martin Ferguson. Here's part of what Ms Gillard has had to say.
Well, as you know, the government's been engaged in detailed negotiations with the mining industry this week. And I'm pleased to report to the Australian people that today we have a breakthrough agreement that moves Australia forward. It moves our mining industry forward with certainty. It moves our mining communities forward with new infrastructure. It moves things forward for the public, ensuring Australia gets a fair share for its non-renewable resources. It moves things forward for Australians who will look forward to retirement one day with increased superannuation. It moves things forward whether you're a coal miner in the Bowen Basin, a contractor in Karratha, an opal miner in Cooper Pedy, or a young worker in Sydney. We've been stuck on this question as a nation for too long. Today, we're moving forward together. Last week, I said we would be seeking consensus on the proposed resources super profits tax. I announced that the government's advertising campaign would cease. I asked the mining industry to do the same, and doing this, I believe, fostered good faith. I'm pleased to announce that we've been able to build on that good faith, and I'm very grateful for the hard work of the Deputy Prime Minister and Treasurer Wayne Swan and Martin Ferguson, the Minister for Resources, both of whom joined me today, and I thank them for their work on behalf of the Australian people. Today, we're seeing what happens when people address difficult questions in a spirit of mutual respect and with a shared commitment to move forward. Wayne, Martin and I have spoken to the mining industry leaders frankly and directly throughout the process. Last night, we sat down to settle the final agreement, and I can now announce we've reached agreement on the basic structure of minerals taxation for the future. There will be a negotiated profit-based tax regime, but there will be no resources super profits tax. Iron ore and coal will be subject to a new profits-based minerals resource rent tax at a rate of 30%. The uplift rate will be lifted to 7% above the long-term government bond rate. New investment will be expensed immediately, and we've removed the refundability that industry told us they didn't want.
The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, speaking in Canberra just a few minutes ago.